David, first of all, what a fantastic draw for this club.
Yeah, it is. For a town, for a football club, for the feel-good factor that I've tried to bring since I've been appointed, and just for the group of players who's earned this tie, they've earned this day out. They really have, and I've expressed to them how important it was for us to get a big tie or to get to Wembley, either one. And we've got a chance of both still. So we've got the big tie and we've still got the opportunity to go to Wembley because we're 90 minutes away from it. So in all ways, it couldn't have got any better. And I'm delighted for everyone connected with the football club. I'm over the moon.
From a personal point of view, you know, the Manchester clubs, there's a connection there with your family, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, we're a football family. And our Steve started out at Man United. I started out as a youngster at Man City. Obviously, our Gaz become an icon at Man City. And I then become a Gary Flitcroft fan, watching him all over the country. And certainly at Main Road, it was brilliant. A time that I loved watching him. And when I weren't playing, he'd watch me. And it was an incredible time of our lives. So, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be good. There's some family ties there. But the emotion will just take care of itself. You know, people who get to know me, it'll be about business. And business will be about winning a football match. And we're looking forward to plotting, scheming, planning and preparing for a game that is certainly the biggest in my career.
It couldn't get much tougher though, could it? I mean, Manchester City will be looking at the FA Cup. They want to win the FA Cup, don't they? Some of the Premier League teams are maybe thinking, well, we've got other priorities. They want the FA Cup.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, you know. And it's a trophy that the fans, they'll want. They'll expect to win because now where they are in the league, it's difficult to sort of go now and win that league, even though nothing's ever final, nothing's ever done. It's the trophy that offers them the best chance of silverware and a trophy that, you know, Mancini, he's a born winner. He was born to win. He's resilient. And I'm sure his team will, you know, follow his traits.
We were here a few weeks ago and you were just about to get the job and you beat Leeds United 2-0. Could you ever imagine that a few weeks down the line you'd be preparing for an FA Cup quarter-final against Manchester City against Roberto Mancini?
No, I think the poignant game is probably Burnley. You know, I really wanted to win that game. I didn't think I was getting a job. But to win that game, I knew that my only ever chance of, you know, taking a team in the FA Cup against Burnley, I wanted to go out on a win. So we did that. And that was the first step to getting this game, really. Then to go to a form team in the league, which was Hull, and to get a clean sheet and one goal was another landmark. And I felt once we'd achieved that, we maybe deserved a better, a bigger club than MK Dons, and no disrespect to MK Dons. And steering us past the MK Dons and the detail and the planning and the hours of meticulous preparation and taking the squad to Donny to put the final bits to a jigsaw. The jigsaw come together first half because it was a masterpiece of a performance that spent hours preparing for. So now I've got the opportunity to do the same with my management team, Mickey and Martin. There's going to be a lot of conflab, going to be a lot of preparation, a lot of talk, and you know, we can't wait now to plan for that game.
Can you beat the English champions to get to Wembley?
Without a shadow of a doubt. You know, Bradford, when you see Bradford do it and you're inspired by Bradford and their feat, everyone's got to be on the same page. The plan's got to be good. The strategy's got to be right. There's a lot of considerables, and if we control what we're good at, and Man City just have that off day and a few players might or could, because I'm not expecting a weakened team at all. It'll be a fully strength team. It'll be a Man City team full of quality, pace, power, character, but this team that we're building here is it's got resolve, it's got resilience, it's got quality, at the minute, they don't know when to give in, and that's a great human quality to have. So they'll possess them. They'll possess what I'm trying to bring as a human being to the squad, and I'm hoping we'll give a good account of ourselves.
There was another Yorkshire club from the Championship who had the same ambitions of going to Manchester City, you know, causing the upset, and it didn't work out for them. What did you learn from Leeds' defeat against that team?
I don't know. The vibes I got before the game, there wasn't really a collective there. I saw Neil on the TV just saying, I think, the new takeover bid or something. Things just didn't seem right. They didn't seem a calmness or a precision about what Leeds went to do. And it seemed quite fragmented. And I think that Man City got on top of that really early. You know, when you concede so so early to a team of world stars, then it's going to be an uphill battle and difficult. And I think, you know, Leeds are a team that they want you to keep attacking them and trying to get you on the counter. And I don't think that, I think once they'd scored Man City, the game plan was sort of out of the window and they'd become probably too expansive when I watched the game back. But some of the interest again, the play and the quality on shore was a marvel at times to watch.
And you know what, it's not just the players and the coaching staff, is it? The fans have played their part in getting you this far.
The fans have really got me the job. You know, I keep thinking about how did I get this job, and it was a job that I should have never really got. But the fans, the wave of support, and they motivated me. I seemed then to motivate them. They knew the players were fighting for them. They knew the players were fighting for me, and we sort of clicked. And there was sort of real togetherness that come out of that. And something was forged in that time when I was interim manager that was galvanised, and you know, we're building a relationship, the players are building that relationship with the fans, there's a connection, and it's key because, like I've always said, I'm a football fan. I've been sat in a stand at Main Road and seen their fans, and this group of fans who come to work and go to work every day to work hard, they've got a great reward, and the team's give them that, and it's a great reward for a town and a club that deserve it at this minute.
Kelvin Atuhu, how's he? Is he in contention to play against Wolves?
Yeah, he is. You know, we've had him in this morning. He's had his checks. And I'm just letting Kelvin make the decision, because with Kelvin, he was feeling groggy on Saturday night, for sure. And then Sunday, better. We had full control over him Sunday. We left him about 2 o'clock when we got home. And he was feeling better by the minute, so I'm expecting him to let us know tomorrow about lunchtime how he's actually feeling. We'll wait on the morning, because he's been that in great form. I thought he was excellent on Saturday again, one of his better performances, and he's getting better and better. The awareness of the task, the awareness of the opposition, and the boy's just getting better and better. So, you know, we'll take that one tomorrow.
Chris Dagnall's been on fire, I think it's fair to say, in the last few games. And then you look at the way he started the season, worked ever so hard, but just couldn't find the goals. What do you think's been the big difference there that's enabled him to get his rewards?
Just belief. You know, belief, my belief in him, Mickey Mellon and Martin Scott's belief in what Daggers is good at. He's clicked with the partnership. I think the Marlon partnership's worked, and I'm asking Marlon to, you know, lead Daggers into good positions, good places. A little bit more competition from Jason Scotland, obviously, who's come off the bench and been obviously heroic. And good competition breeds an incredible working environment, and that's what we've got at the minute. And you know, Daggers, he's learned his trade. He's not the accomplished striker that Jason Scotland is yet, but he's got a lot of years. So you know, Daggers, he's learned his trade, getting better at his trade, and that's what it is. And it's a profession, and Daggers treats it as a profession. He is getting better day by day. And just a little bit of patience, and we got into where he got into. But again, the fans have accepted Daggers. They didn't accept him before. It was one of the mysteries of us coming to Barnsley. I couldn't understand how this incredibly hard-working town couldn't accept someone who was like their own, just because he didn't score goals. But we weren't winning, and I think that had a big problem in it. But now we're winning, and he's scoring. He's been accepted as one of their own, and I'm delighted for the boy, because I don't think... Mikael Smith is someone who I admired for a lot of years in this league, who had an incredible hunger and appetite and desire. And Daggers is slowly becoming that player.
This is a big game, isn't it, against Wolves?
Oh, it's the next game. It's the only thing that we're thinking about. Obviously, we've discussed the Man City situation, and we've moved on. We moved on very quickly after Saturday's heroics. We moved on very quickly. We got into Wolves mode. We locked ourselves in the hotel, stayed over, got full control of the players, did a session on Wolves on Sunday morning, so it was fresh in the mind what we had to do today, which gives a lot of clarity to today's work by doing the work on Sunday. And the players have responded superbly, and they're just looking forward to games. They're excited, the games. You know, you've not got 5 days now on the training pitch. It'll be Monday on the training pitch, which was today, and then you've got the game tomorrow, recovery, and then you've only got two more days to the next game. So it's one half at a time. That's what we've expressed to this group of players, and we've built the first half. We know what we're going to do in the first half, and then at half time we'll see where that takes us, what we've achieved in the first half to what we need to achieve in the second half.
How significant would it be to look at a league table on Tuesday night and see Barnsley not in the bottom three?
Not too significant to me, if I'm being honest. As long as I keep seeing the other teams not edge away, then that's really important to us, because there's a lot of teams now getting drafted and brought into what we're doing. And that's great for me, because, you know, whether they're underestimating the position in the league or where they're at, and sometimes, you know, you get into this trouble and you don't really know how to get out of it. We tried to get a plan very early of how to get out of it, how to get out of the situation, and it's something we're fighting tooth and nail to do. So if we're not out of it tomorrow night, it's not a crisis and it won't turn into a crisis. I've had some great advice off, Robbie Martinez and Martinez, and it's incredible what he's told me, the calmness, the clarity to what you do, your work, your detail, no panic. You can't panic in these situations, and the club can't panic and the fans can't panic, because if we do, it can be a snowball effect. We've had a real positive snowball effect, but them snowballs can grow again, and I don't want them to, because if we don't get anything from tomorrow night's game, then there's another 14 left, which is incredible amount of games to get the overall target, which is to stay in the league. So we're looking forward to the game, and we're ready whatever Wolves throw at us.
What does it say about the Championship that Wolves and Bolton and Blackburn as well, who have come down from the Premier League, haven't just sort of automatically been challenging for promotion so far this year?
I think it just shows you that it's a league that you have to adapt to, and you have to understand it, you have to know it, you have to feel it. And I think, but you can't underestimate it. It's an animal that you can't underestimate, or you're going to find yourself in real trouble. And I think the teams that come down, understand it, adapt to it, then start getting results. And I look at Cardiff, who's been building, Middlesbrough's been building, Leicester for a few years. They start getting Championship players to build from and build with. And Premiership players who's come down and on that losing mentality don't seem to cope with the Championship too well, until they understand it. So it's getting control of the beast that is the Championship. And I think the teams you've mentioned haven't done that too well. And it's only now that you look at Blackburn, who's got a real top coaching, who's working with outstanding players, that they're having real momentum, and they're an organised outfit now. So, yeah, it's a league that you have to understand, and you've got to be able to be flexible and adapt. But if you don't, you're not going to get results.
The away support in the last few games has been superb. The Blackpool atmosphere, Middlesbrough, now the MK Dons. How much are you hoping that that's going to translate to this place at Oakwell, and that you're going to sort of, maybe the crowds will go up a bit more, and that you can recreate that fantastic feel-good factor that you've had over the last few weeks?
I think it will. It's been building, you know, and I'm sure that, it's a close-knit town, and I'm sure that, you know, fans have gone away to Blackpool, to Middlesbrough and MK Dons now, and come back with a few stories, and come back and tell people about the exploits of what the players have done and what they're fighting for, and how difficult it's been, but they've got through that adversity. And I think them fans will have come back and told other fans about it, and I do hope they come in, and I do hope they start coming to Oakwell, because it's a different brand of football. There's an excitement, there's an adventure, and there's a real momentum and a positivity to the football. And these lads have probably earned that right now, to fans to come in and watch this team that has given them a little reward, which is Man City. But we've got 15 great rewards, which is to try and stay in the league, and that would be an incredible achievement. So everyone's playing a part. Every single person at the football club is working themselves to a pulp to try and achieve the impossible. So, you know, there's a togetherness in the football club. And just come outside and come into this ground and see what's happening, because it is quite special.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure, guys.